Welcome to Kentucky State Fair on the Air. Our coverage today brought to you by presenting sponsor Farm Credit Mid-America, also Raider Auction Company, Trigg County Farm Bureau, H&R AgriPower, and by Wildcat Chevrolet. We'll have a report from the Kentucky State Fair coming up in just a moment.
Farmers know that hard work has its rewards. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America has designed our operating loans to work just as hard for you in return. Earn 1.5% cash back on all purchases when you connect your operating loan to our disbursement card. Because in times like these, some extra cash back never hurts. Visit fcma.com/operating to learn more. Disbursement card for use with an operating loan. Operating loans are subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
We're at the Kentucky State Fair on the air. I've known this young lady for many years, and Heather, I don't know how many years we go back. I mean, we've been talking on the radio for a long time.
Well, you know, it'll be my 25th anniversary of Miss America. Wow. So I'm going to guess we've probably been, a little bit, about 25 years maybe.
It's been a long time.
It has been.
Miss Kentucky, former Miss America, Heather French Henry with us this morning. Great to have you here to talk about some neat things going on. Kentucky State Fair, that's always a wonderful time for us.
You know, the Kentucky State Fair has become such an annual tradition in our family. We, you know, of course, starting as being Miss Kentucky, then Miss America, and then we do prostate cancer screenings also mm-hmm. here at the State Fair that are one of our foundation's funds. But the military educational exhibit I started taking on about 2017 when we were doing the World War I commemoration. And so we've migrated over the years to World War II, Korea, and now we're in our third year of Vietnam. And this is a really pivotal year because this is actually the closeout of the commemoration for Vietnam nationwide. And so making sure, as the daughter of a disabled Vietnam veteran, that we are doing our due diligence in honoring their sacrifice and service. So at the State Fair, we try to build an immersive experience. If you've not been, you come to the South Wing B, look up for the big, large flag and the red, white, blue banners. You cannot miss us. We are the premier educational exhibit, 10,000 square feet. We have a 30 by 60 barracks. We had a Huey helicopter. We've got the USGI Military Vehicle Group brings in all of our military historic vehicles. We have one-of-a-kind artifacts. We've actually got some veterans who are going to be here throughout the fair. Marge Grace, who's a nurse in Vietnam. She'll be here periodically to talk in person with people about her experience. It's really an immersive experience because I want young and old alike to get something out of it. But my most important thing is I want people to start the conversation. Too often now with our future generations, we're getting a little further removed from veterans and immediate family being active military. So I want to make sure that, especially here in Kentucky, we are a military-rich community and state, and I want to make sure that our families are having those discussions about the military history in their families, and that's really important to me.
And you know, with your father, there were so many people that were touched by Vietnam, and so many had a hard time talking about it, Heather, and I think maybe if exhibits like this, events like this, give them a chance to talk about their experiences and maybe, think about how they can heal from the things they went through.
It took my dad a really long time and several rehabilitative centers and just a lot of resources and help to be able to talk forwardly. And, of course, me being Miss America kind of pushed him into that forefront as well. And I call him Mr. America this day, no doubt. But he now is much more active. But you're right. I think the older that we get, we also tend to be a bit more vocal. And I find that these exhibits and being able to say, well, welcome home and thank you to a generation of military personnel who were not treated well when they came home. It was so manipulative and so divisive. And I always say, you know, never again will another generation be ignored. And it's largely due to the fact that how we treated our Vietnam veterans when they came home. So hopefully this is our way of yet again saying welcome home and thank you.
I think it's good for them to get together and share stories, and not all. Some of them may be embellished a little bit, but
Do you mean the fish gets a little larger?
Yeah, the fish gets a little larger.
Time?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. I actually put an officers' club and an enlisted club. I wanted to humanize a bit more of the experience for people coming to the exhibit to show that there were downtimes and there were facilities for them. And I had some funny stories about the officers' clubs and the enlisted clubs, certainly. But we kept it pretty tame in the exhibit. But I think there's going to be a lot of stories shared this year.
I know a retired Huey helicopter pilot. He said, you know how you can tell a retired pilot's lying? I said, how's that? He said, well, You're not going to believe this, but he said that's usually a story that's been embellished a little bit.
I've heard a lot of stories about helicopter pilots and fighter pilots in general.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
that's fantastic.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about something else that you have a chance to do. It actually takes place every year in the Kentucky State Fair. Best in Kentucky. You've been helping announce those awards for many years.
Yes, I love working with the Kentucky Electrical Co-ops and Kentucky Living Magazine for Best in Kentucky Awards. I don't know how many years I've been doing it now, but it has become annual for me, and I love being able to give out the awards at the fair. I think it's a perfect spot to bring Kentucky together. And when I think about the Kentucky State Fair, that's really what we do. And so why not be able to hand out the awards here? And it gives us a chance to highlight truly the best in Kentucky. When we think about wineries, we think about barbecue. I mean, you name it, there are just so many wonderful categories. And these are small businesses, and these are family businesses by and large. So this is a great way to showcase what truly is Kentucky.
And you're exactly right. It is Kentucky. So this year's awards, some great winners out there you'll announce later today, right?
That's exactly right. We'll be announcing those today. Kicks off, I think, at 10 a.m. Certainly. So I'll be there to grip and grin and hand off some awards.
Hey, nothing like that. It's always great to see you keep up the great work for our Vietnam veterans. I think it's fantastic what you've done there. And really taking your time as Miss America, Miss Kentucky, and making sure a generation is remembered there and appreciated for what they did.
Well, it's important for me that we remember the sacrifice and service
Absolutely.
Of our heroes.
Absolutely. Always great to see Heather French Henry,
former
Miss America, former Miss Kentucky, with us this morning here at Kentucky State Fair on the air.